Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam Klal Mem, or at the end of Simen Mem Tezvav. So the Chayadam gave an example where a person has to really the meal is really finished. So once the meal is really finished, he says he see achdaitu beemes milecho. He's truly ended the meal. So once a person has truly ended the meal, he no longer has his hands in a state of shmira. So later on in Klal Mem Dalet, he discusses this more at length. He discusses that once the person is not yada b'mayim achronim, so he's not allowed to eat anymore or to drink. He's not supposed to speak at that point in time, because Chazal said that immediately after until sidayim for mayim achronim, a person should bench. So therefore, if a person would want to eat at that point in time, we need actually a new bracha rishona. Before he eats or he drinks something, because he was clearly mesir das from eating, because that's the halacha. Halacha is mechayev him to do that. So in that situation, the chayadam says that he would have to rewash his hands. First of all, you're not supposed to eat over there in that situation. You're really supposed to bench. And then, because the meal is finished, you're supposed to bench. And then if you want to eat or drink something, you would make a new bracha rishona after benching. So the person really should not be mafsik between the tilas yadayim for mayim achronim, the tilas mayim achronim, and benching. But if a person was mafsik and a person would eat in that situation, it's clearly at the totally end of Shemiras Yadayim. And that's what he's saying over here. And therefore, in that situation, he has to wash again. And he has to wash again with a bracha. Now, he gives another example that if a person does not wash from Achronim, but he says, Havlon Unavorech, a lettuce bench. So let's give us the kosh of bracha that... And bench. That's considered a hesach hadas. So in that situation, since he hasn't washed on Rechonim, there's a machlok is whether he needs to make a new bracha rishona. And therefore, in that situation, if a person would wash again, he would not make a new bracha rishona. Okay, but he's saying in a case where a person was clearly he really does not want to eat anymore. It's not sort of like, well, let's just bench type of thing, but he really does not want to eat anymore. He made a decision, he's not eating anymore, and he's ready to bench, and that's whatever reason he has, just hasn't benched yet. So in that situation, a person has to wash his hands with a bracha. That's the point that the Chayadim is saying in Siman Tezvav. Now in Siman Tezayin, talked about a mispelo b'tocha suda. Yesharim the tzorach l'tila sudayim. So the Magen Avraham says that when he comes back to the meal, he has to wash his hands again. Yesharim the ein tzorach, and the Eliyahu Rabbah says no, even though that it was clearly an interruption in the middle of the meal. He went to daven. In regards to shmiras yadayim, since davening is something which requires shmiras yadayim, we have to assume that he kept his hands b'tahara for the purpose of tefillah. So there's no reason to wash again. So even though normally, once a person takes his mind off the meal, he is going to need to wash again. But this is an exceptional case, because the interruption is something which requires shmiras yadayim of its own. So that's the situation that the Chayadim is talking about. Nearly im ein mayim mezumanim lefanov, v'kavanim nearly lo yivarech. So if you have water available, my feeling, the Chayadim says, is to follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham and to wash again. But in a case where water is not easily available, you will normally you're mechuyev to go seek out to get water. I feel you can rely on the opinion of the Eliyahu Rabbah in that situation, and not you do not need to wash again. But that's clear that even if you would wash again, since it is a machloikis, whether it's going to be considered a hefsek or not, so therefore you do not need to make a bracha. Okay, Mishabura that seems to follow the opinion that you do not need to wash again, but he differentiates between the following. If the person davened at home, so he's in the middle of the meal, he realizes he has not davened mincha, and there's no shul nearby, he's not going to make it to mincha in the shul. So he does not. He davens at home. Mishabura holds you do not need to wash again. Like the opinion of Elia Rabu. However, if he left the house and went to the shul, that situation, then Mishabura holds that a person should wash again when he comes back. But he agrees with the opinion of the Hachra of the Chayotim, that without a bracha, because since it's a machloikas what to do, so he would feel that the appropriate thing to do is without a bracha because of the suffix. So that's the hakra of the Mishabura in this issue, to wash again, to not wash again when your person diamonds at home, the yes wash again when a person leaves the house and goes to shul, but without a bracha because of the machlokes. Okay, have a good day, and the situation is such, we want to give a bracha that everybody should be safe and be gesund, kol tov.